This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Over the past couple of years, our education correspondent Amy Scott has been spending a lot of time in a school out in Cincinnati, Ohio, called Euler. Euler is trying to change its kids' lives by giving them the kind of support outside of class that kids who are better off often get at home. Things like healthcare and food and clothing, mentoring too. One part of that, especially nowadays, is technology. So here is Amy on Euler's digital divide.
Ray Nephew's seventh grade English class at Euler is about as high tech as it gets.
We have an Aquos smart board. We have a 32-inch Microsoft coffee table computer over there. We've got a cart of all different kinds of devices. We have an e-beam board.
This is not your typical classroom at Euler, or most places. It's one of six so-called demonstration classrooms in the district. Nephew models the latest teaching techniques and technology for other teachers. Each student also gets a laptop to use in class. Edward Denham leans over his, picking out a font for a digital slideshow he's putting together about a novel the class just read.
Like Times New Roman, Impacts, Georgia, and then there's colors. I always choose neon green. It's awesome.
Because it's awesome, he says. Ed is 12, and he loves computers. But when he goes home at the end of the day, he has to leave the laptop at school. And in his small beige house, a block from Euler, there's an Xbox, but no computer anymore. His mom, Diane Gribbins, had a laptop years ago when she had a job at a bank.
Like everything else, you know, they would wear out or tear up or whatever. Just don't have the cash to replace something like that when it goes. So, especially with my family growing, I ended up having two more kids since then, and can't afford things like that so easily.
The family of six can't afford high-speed internet either. Like many kids at Euler, Ed has a smartphone, but he says the connection is slow.
If I had internet at home, the first thing I'm asking my mom for is a laptop. You can use a laptop for so many things that I can't do on my phone.
Like watch videos on YouTube, he says, and play better games.
A lot of research and things you could be looking up for school, too. You could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, schoolwork. It's not exactly easy to write a paper on a smartphone. Games aren't just play for Edward, though. He wants to be a game designer. Jim Steyer with the advocacy group Common Sense Media calls Ed's situation the homework gap.
We see this in low-income schools across the country where kids do not have access to the internet at home and literally can't do homework assignments that their technology-enabled classrooms would require.
Euler is working to close that gap. The school has teamed up with a local telecom company to bring several free Wi-Fi hotspots to the neighborhood. None of them reach Ed's house yet. And teacher Ray Nephew says even kids who now have access don't always have the right device.
It's forced us to do more in class than we really want to eventually have to do. You know, we try to move towards that flipped classroom model where the students can do a lot of the work outside of class via Blackboard or their Google account. But if you don't have a device at home and all you have is a smartphone, it is more difficult.
But technology has flipped the classroom in another way. Nephew is 52, and before this year had never even had a computer in his classroom.
My 15-year-old daughter would make fun of me that I couldn't send a text message or know how to work the new TV remote.
So he often asks his students for help. And that's been empowering for kids like Ed. At a recent tech fair, he got to dress up in professional clothes and school teachers on using their computers.
It felt like they were actually learning something about it, and I was actually teaching them about it, like that I was being helpful to them about it.
His teacher, Nephew, still has plenty to teach Ed and his fellow digital natives. In his high-tech classroom, Nephew discovered a far more basic gap. Before the book they just finished reading, he says most of his seventh graders had never read a novel. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Amy made a documentary film about Euler while she was reporting her series for us. It is called Euler. You can watch parts of it tonight and tomorrow on the PBS NewsHour. We've also got a trailer for the film and all of the radio stories on our website. It's marketplace.org.